This episode on Unme, The Following Path.
The Dragon of Oshu.
Oshu is the capital city in the province of Iwate, in northeastern Japan. Outside of the forge, Tensha Fuma, a dark-skinned blacksmith, and Masamune Date, heir to the Date clan, are having a duel.
I swear to you, on my honor, you will pay.
Bring it then.
Tensha runs towards Masamune with his katana pointed forward and attempts to thrust at him. Masamune, using a lightweight European-style rapier to pivot Tensha's katana in the air, making him lose balance. Masamune then does a spinning slash to Tensha's torso. Right before contact, Tensha pulls out his wakizashi and blocks the attack. They clash blades.
Impressive. A lesser warrior would have died right there.
Don't think flattery is going to get you out of this. I said you're going to pay, and I mean it.
The two clash again. The weight of Tensha's heavier sword breaks Masamune's into pieces, leaving him holding just the hilt.
This is over for you.
So it would seem.
You're about to die. Get that smirk off your face.
Tensha runs towards Masamune with his katana overhead.
You know, you shouldn't announce your attacks like that. It allows someone to do this.
Masamune does a side dash around Tensha. He trips Tensha. Tensha quickly tried to get back on his feet, but then Masamune puts his knee on Tensha's back, pulls out his pistol, and puts it to Tensha's head.
I win.
You cheated.
You did not establish the rules. Even if you did, nothing is forcing me to stick to them.
Masamune helps Tensha off the ground and dusts him off.
Never forget, my friend, not everyone lives by a code of honor. Never forget that there are just some people who want to kill you no matter its cost.
That's a good lesson. And one I hope to never have to learn.
So you know what this means? You pay. I'll take miso with duck?
Is this really what we're doing right now? I'm paying for your meal. You know you can get anything you want for free. Amazing. How the rich get the free stuff.
Just think of it as a birthday present.
Man, letting you beat me was your present.
Very well. Consider it a payment for breaking my sword.
Masamune picks up the pieces, hands them to Tensha, who inspects the metal.
Where did you get this flimsy thing anyway? What even is it?
It's something I got out west. It's European style. It's called a rapier. Very quick, very light, very sharp.
And very fragile. Who uses metal like this?
White people. You have seen them around. No respect for our culture or customs. Giving us their worthless currency, they act like they're doing us a favor. They do make good weapons, though. That sword can pierce armor like butter. I'm thinking about switching all of our army's katanas to these. What do you think?
I don't know, man. It wouldn't be that simple. We would have to change our armor as well. Steel armor would make us too slow to use this weapon properly. We would have to equip everyone with something lighter, maybe leather armor, which leads to more problems. Leather armor is less durable, and even though it would be more mobile, it would do nothing against arrows. Yadi cavalry would charge right through that. And just think about the number of training hours it would require, not to mention a complete revision of...
Okay, I get it. Jeez. Well, let's start with just one, then. I need you to make me a new one.
A new sword? So you're telling me that there are no more swords in that big, huge palace on top of the mountain that you can use?
Well, of course there is, but I want something custom. I need a personal sword. One just like this, but stronger. And need some of your Date carbon steel. That's actually why I came here.
I knew it. I knew you needed something, but you should probably ask my father when he returns.
I did come here looking for your father. I didn't know that he didn't return yet. Any idea when he'll be back?
Yeah, any day now. He left a little over 3 weeks ago. Wait, do you think I should be worried or something?
No. I wouldn't. Master Kiyomasa is fully capable of handling himself. Much more than you, anyway. Either way, I need this sword made, so it looks like you're my man.
Me? No, I can't.
You can.
I'm still just in training. I don't have enough experience yet. It would be impossible for me to even...
Masamune scowls at Tensha and smacks him in the face, which catches Tensha off guard, causing him to stumble back.
What the hell, man?
Grow up, Tensha. We may be at peace now, but we can be invaded at any time. If and when that happens, everyone is expected to do their part. That is the Date way. If Master Kiyomasa is away, that makes you the weapon master of Oshu. So basically, what you're telling me is that in over 3 weeks, no weapons have been crafted out of this forge?
I've made a couple dozen bowls and some hilts.
Tensha, as your daimyo, I'm disappointed in you. Dude, but as your best friend, I'm very disappointed in you. Tensha, you are not a child anymore. You need to step up. You know, we all do. Are you not Master Kiyomasa's assistant? Has he not taught you and passed his knowledge onto you your whole life?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he has. Yes.
Then you can do this. Please. I need your help.
Okay. I'll try.
No. Try. Do. You can do it. Oh, yeah. And I need it done by the end of the week.
A week? Masamune, that's impossible. Come on, man. That's crazy.
You can do it. Come on. I have faith in you.
It's not about faith. Even if I wasn't low on supplies, I've never made a sword by myself before. Especially not one like this. It's going to take a few attempts. I want to take my time with it. If this is going to be your personal sword, it's going to take some extra craftsmanship. It's got to be special, you know, as a gift.
Or you mean to use me for advertisement?
Well, I mean, this is my breakout debut, no?
Can you just get started on it?
I need supplies, man. Our shipment of iron didn't come from the mines this month. That's actually why my father left.
Fine. I will check on the mines and see what the delay is. However, in the meantime...
Masamune walks over to a large hill of dirt. He puts both hands on it, closes his eyes, and inhales. He clenches the ground deeply, exhales, then grunts. After he grunts, the mound of dirt solidifies into iron rock.
That's still just as cool as the first time you showed it to me. I wish I had a Norioku.
Any more excuses?
I mean, I have a date with your sister later, and that's gonna take a while. All night, maybe.
Good. Keep her out of my hair.
Oh, by the way, don't ever slap me again, and don't pull the daimyo card on me. It makes you look like an ass.
What? Why? I am the daimyo.
No, you aren't.
Well, I will be sooner than you might think.
Wait, is Lord Honemune still sick?
Yeah, my grandfather isn't doing well. I don't think he's gonna make it. He's transferred authority to me and a few retainers.
Sorry, man.
All they care about is their status and where they are in this pecking order. None of them give a damn about my grandfather.
He'll get better, Masamune. It will take more than this to keep Lord Hadamune down. Then he'll straighten out his retainers. This might end up actually being a good thing. You know, people show their real colors when they're given status. Hopefully your grandfather sees them for what they truly are.
Masamune wipes his eyes again and looks at Tensha. Tensha bumps him with his shoulder.
Besides, I'm not ready for you to be daimyo yet. Then you'll have to be all responsible and stuff. Well, gross. Who even are you?
They laugh while Tensha helps Masamune up. Running into the forge, a young girl named Kosa. She is wearing a basic white robe with a blue sash that ran across the chest and basic sandals on her feet. Kosa was an orphaned refugee who Tensha adopted as a little sister. She runs past Masamune and hugs Tensha.
Tensha-nichan!
Kosa! Hey, little sis!
What are you doing?
Nothing, just cleaning up. I'm about to make a delivery outside the village if you want to come along.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Oh, let me go pack a snack. I'll be right back.
Wait, how was school today? What did you learn?
Oh, it was good. We learned about Lord Hadamune and the History of the Date.
That sounds great.
Masamune startles Kosa, who didn't even know that he was there.
Oh, Lord Masamune. We learned about you, too. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm curious, what did they teach you about me? I can only imagine what lies they are spreading at those schools.
Well, teacher said your father, Lord Tadamune, sacrificed himself for the clan. You are the heir to the throne and a genius and one of the greatest military minds that has ever been born.
Masamune nods his head in agreement and stares at Tensha, who just rolls his eyes.
Teacher also said that when you were 13, during a battle versus the Mogami, you got knocked off your horse and the enemy army surrounded you and cut you off from reinforcements. You fought through like 300 men, single-handedly cut through their ranks, causing them to retreat in fear.
Okay, well maybe they aren't lying.
Yes, yes, you're great, you're amazing, we're nothing in your presence. It's amazing what a rich boy education and a lifetime of elite training can do for you, huh?
Don't mind him. Kosa, is it? They actually did lie about something. You know, it was probably about 500 Mogami who surrounded me.
No way! 500, Lord Date?
Yep. And I didn't even have my sword. I had to take one from the enemy.
You're amazing, Lord Date.
You know, a tiny bit of humility would make being around you even slightly tolerable.
Why? Modesty is not the Date way. My father sacrificed his life for me and for the future of this clan. By not bragging about my accomplishments, it dishonors my father and my grandfather and everyone who had placed their stake in me. I will make myself worthy of his sacrifice and worthy of being my grandfather's heir. And that goes for you too. Let everyone you know who you are and what you have done. Be loud and proud about it. That's our culture. That's in order, you hear me?
Yes, my lord.
Speaking of everyone doing your part, aren't you supposed to be in class right now, Weapons Master Tensha?
Oh, shoot!
Tensha grabs a bunch of wooden staves, puts them in a cloth satchel, and runs out the door.
I guess I'll go play until it's time for the delivery. That should be fun.
Wait, Kosa, are you injured?
No.
Then why can't you take the delivery?
Oh, well, I was gonna go play.
Kosa, listen. Just like I told Tensha, we all must do our part. It is the Date way, every man, woman, and child.
Oh.
These arrows have to be shipped. Our sentries in the outer towns need them. We could be attacked at any time. Just think about how you contributed. You prevented us from being invaded. And that honor goes to you.
Okay, Lord Date, I will obey.
Masamune has an imposing presence. Even though he is always amongst the people, he forgets that he is royalty and that people fear him just because of that. Kosa looks upon Masamune timidly. Masamune is oblivious to the energy he is putting off, especially without Tensha to check him.
Very good. If you hurry up, you can come to dinner with Tensha and me.
Really? No fooling? Yes!
Kosa excitedly runs to the sack, carrying the arrows, and struggles to drag it. Masamune watches her with no attempt to help her. Kosa continues to struggle, then stops and thinks about her problem. She inspects the bag, putting the straps of the bag around her chest and carrying it like a backpack, then runs off.
See, I knew she would figure it out. She seems like a nice kid. I wonder why I've never seen her before. I'm all alone now. Masamune Date, the Dragon of Oshu, alone on his birthday. Does it get any sadder than this?
Masamune begins walking through the town with people waving and bowing at him. He walks into a tea house. Everyone in the tea house greets him and bows once again. He looks around and sees a girl sitting at a table reading by herself. He goes and sits next to her.
Ohio, what's your name?
Sorry, but I'm married or busy or whatever.
I mean, I didn't ask if you were married or busy. I didn't even ask if you were whatever. I just asked your name.
Masamune takes the book out of her hand, which forces her to react and look at Masamune.
Excuse me? How dare you? Oh, my lord! My apologies. Happy birthday.
Call me Dragon. Now, what's your name?
It is whatever you want it to be, Dragon.
How about Asagayo?
You honor me, my lord.
So, Asagayo, you want to get out of here? Maybe see the palace? We have great food.
Yes, my lord. Take me anywhere you want.
Masamune grabs the girl by the hand and leads her out of the tea house while whispering in her ear.
Oh, Dragon.
Well, that's it for this week. But the adventure will continue sooner than you think. Come back and join us next time at the same place. We'll see you next time, and we encourage you to follow your own path. Kancha.